everyone, and welcome to another episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. Well, today's episode is going to be a little weekend ramble. What have I been up to? What have I been thinking about, dreaming about, up to? You know, it's just whatever kind of comes into my head, right? Just kind of a week's, you know, a backlog of what I'm thinking about as I'm recording this. So obviously, like most weekend rambles, plenty of times I don't really have a specific topic, or I ramble on about something for 25 minutes. So hopefully it just helps you relax, rest, unwind, study, sleep, whatever it is you need to do. All right, well, I think let's start here. Right now, I'm recording in my very, very luxurious recording studio. And of course, when I say my luxurious recording studio, really all I'm referring to is a small walk-in closet that I've been recording the show in basically from, you know, its inception. But listen, it gets the job done. The light here in the recording studio, I should give it a name. Like, you know, like recording studios, you have Deftone. Is that the name of a studio? Is that the name of a band? Def Jam? Is Def Jam the hip-hop label? Is that Dr. Dre's label? Now I'm trying to really think about the name of the, well, but those are record labels. Because I was going to say, oh, I should name, instead of just calling it my, you know, walk-in closet slash studio, you know, in reality, I should name it, you know, like, you know, the Z studio, the ASMR, these are truly a cappella. These are truly just random thoughts that come off the cuff. But I think it'd be cool, right? Because I think I undersell it. You know, I've been recording the podcast now, again, in the studio for years at this point. So I'll have to come up. You know what? How about this? Instead of me naming the podcast studio, aka walk-in closet, I will accept, or I will encourage you to email me and kind of give me an idea of what should I name the podcast studio, so that for future episodes, I'm not continuously just referring to it as a walk-in closet. So there you go. That's a little competition, a little public request. What should I rename the recording studio? And of course, you can email your suggestions to hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. Now, you may be wondering, why am I discussing the recording studio? Or what was I about to go down? What was the first rabbit hole of the day? And well, it's because my soon-to-be-renamed recording studio slash podcast studio, the light, it's just a light bulb. It's literally all it is. Just a standard LED light bulb. You know, reached the end of its, you know, valid use. It's not no longer, you know, lighting anything up. And just as a demonstration of my laziness, it's like how I'm able to fix problems in ways that are sort of nonsensical. So I think the logical, you know, the reasonable thing to do in this case is to unscrew the existing light bulb, purchase or procure a new light bulb that, you know, actually lights up the recording studio. simply screw it in and, you know, go on with life with a closet that, when it's acting as a closet, is, you know, offers proper lighting. And when I'm recording, it allows me to see when I'm recording. But no, that's not what I did. Instead, what I decided to do was, I have one of those little lanterns, you know, the camping ones that are insanely bright. I mean, it is useful. You know, I was going to say, I don't think you need them to be that bright, but, you know, to be fair, they really are useful if you're out in the nature. So again, rather than simply putting in a little light bulb, a new light bulb into the recording studio, I found under, you know, a stack of boxes, this little, you know, lantern. I opened it, still works. And I'm literally just recording right now, you know, in the room or in the recording studio with the lantern kind of right next to me, sort of like half, you know, blurring my vision because it's so bright and I don't have anywhere else to put it. And so literally it's just kind of like glaring directly into the corner of my eye. Now, of course, when I first came up with this solution and did it, I said, oh, brilliant. I mean, what a smart guy I am. I'm providing lighting to my recording studio, my soon-to-be renamed or named recording studio. But of course, now as I'm sitting here recording this episode, I'm thinking, why did I go through the effort of setting up a lantern so that I could record and see instead of simply getting a new light bulb? Now, it's possible I don't even have a light bulb that corresponds to this exact, you know, spec of the one that's here now. But surely I would have been able to find one. And you know what? If I didn't have one here on hand, I could always just go to any supermarket or Home Depot or Lowe's and simply get one. I don't know about you, but for me, I gotta say, I prefer Lowe's to Home Depot. And I know that they're pretty much the same thing, but there's something about the aesthetic of a Lowe's. Maybe it's because I like the blue. Like, the orange hue of Home Depot makes me nervous. I go in, it just seems more chaotic. I don't know what it is. The blue from Lowe's, I just feel like, okay, so just relaxed. And I think, to be fair, the Lowe's that I've been to here, where I live, there, you know, there are a couple different Lowe's, but they're kind of like in inconvenient areas for me. You know, the Home Depot that I typically frequent is, there's actually one closer to my residence and the one closer to the office space. So in general, it's just, you know, easier for me to go to Home Depot. But I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan. It's chaotic. Every now and then, the staff, I think, are helpful. I don't think they mean to be difficult, but, you know, I challenge you to put on an orange apron and tell me where to find, you know, a tiny little specialized screw or, you know, a specific type of wood. Or, you know, tell me the Pantone and the hex color of a specific, you know, shade of paint, you know. So really, I'm defending, I'm not going to say the poor service at Home Depot. I don't think it's poor. I think it's a bit lacking, you know. Like, it's not bad. It's just, again, you know, they're busy. I mean, and again, they don't want to have to deal with me asking about, you know, where are your plungers, for example. You know, where can I find, you know, a single, you know, bolt for this, that, or the other. But there, I've said it. You know, I'm personally a Lowe's fan between the two, I guess. I wonder what you are. I wonder if you consider yourself to be a Lowe's or Home Depot fan. I wonder if you have an opinion about this at all, because of course it is very possible that I, you know, I'm going on about this and I'm the only one that feels strongly about Lowe's and Home Depot. Now, of course, if the president of Home Depot sends me a message, or the VP of marketing sends me a message, says, look, I think you gave us a bad name and we want to sponsor your show, then of course I will eliminate this episode and we'll never speak about Lowe's again. I'll tell you about how beautiful and amazing Home Depot is. Even my mom knows how much I hate going to Home Depot. Like, I accompanied her to Home Depot a couple months ago. She wanted to get plants. And she wanted to get a few other things, but, you know, primarily she wanted to look at plants for an event that I was, you know, helping her set up, you know, which I think is nice. I think you, as, you know, I think you should be a dutiful, you know, son, right? Or daughter. You know, especially because my parents have always been, you know, excellent with me. So, you know, we went to Home Depot, and I'm pretty sure if you were listening to this, which I know she does, my mom, she'd know how much I hate Home Depot, and I just can, you know, constantly complain every time she mentions Home Depot. It's just, and that day was no exception. Obviously, we went, and, you know, we found what we were looking for, but she wants to peruse and all that, and I gotta get out of there. Let's see, so, shifting gears again. So, we've discussed the podcast studio, that is to be hopefully named or renamed here soon after I receive some suggestions, and randomly just got into Home Depot versus Lowe's. I don't even remember how I got into that. I think up next it's going to discuss my game of basketball today that I thought it was good. I try to play basketball at least once a week, but I think I'm starting to realize that I'm at an age where playing basketball once a week is physically very demanding for me. I think first and foremost, we play outside. That makes it even tougher, right? Because the court's like a little bit, you know, tougher, and you have to deal with the sun. And I do such a bad job of, I mean, I'm going to say I do a bad job of stretching. It's not that I do a bad job of stretching. It's that I don't stretch at all. I don't really warm up, and so by doing that, I put myself in a position where I, you know, I'm really setting myself up for failure, because, you know, again, given my age and physical capacity, it's probably not a good idea. You know, something that I, again, loved playing growing up, I've discussed on plenty of episodes my middle school and high school accolades, which are truly not that impressive, but to me were very significant. But yeah, getting to a point where I'm realizing, like, damn, I don't know if I can do this all the time. I mean, I'll tell you what, when I was 18, 19, up until the time I was like 24, I'd say, I feel pretty confident saying, like, I could play and really not have any issues. And what I mean by any issues is I didn't really need to warm up. You know, my game on the court was pretty good. Like, you know, I feel like I could hit my shots, I can get in positions, I could get rebounds, I could box out, I could do kind of all of that without, you know, really, you know, having to work so hard for it. But now, I mean, I'm physically exhausted right now. We played, let's see, I guess technically like 2.5 games, you know, half court, 4-on-4. I'm saying I played half because during the third game I was, you know, starting, but we had enough people where we could start to get some substitutions, and I did exactly that. After, you know, we were playing to 11, and after, by the time we got to, I think was like 4-4, I just couldn't do it anymore. My lower back quite literally felt like it was compressed from me just trying to absorb some contact while I was going for a layup. Now, to be fair, I mean, the guy who was defending me, I think is a very strong dude. Like really strong, like I think absurdly, or maybe let me say not reasonably, like it's not reasonable how strong he is, because he doesn't look like he'd be that strong, but he gets really low and he really, like, you know, pushes up against you. And, you know, I mean, physically I'm bigger than him, but certainly when it comes to basketball and leverage and trying to get position, definitely didn't play out that way. I thought I played well. I think my passing was good. My shots were bad. You get so tired at a certain point where you can't really, you know, we had the sun in our face, so just like a really difficult experience. But it's always fun. You know, I love, you know, for me at this point, it's not about being competitive when we're playing. I just love the idea of, like, having, you know, a group of people that you're around, that you enjoy their company. It's fun. Every now and then, like, I think a couple of the guys take it a little too seriously. You know, we're not trying out to get on varsity, or, you know, we're not playing for a pro contract, so I don't really think we have to get too worked up about a call here and there. As I take a little sip of coffee, four sigmatic coffee, that is. So I guess all this is to say that I'm letting you know I played well today, but I'm exhausted. My shot has been abysmal. I think I've been too much in my head. Like, when I go for layups, like, I'm just convinced that someone's going to block me, so I just end up missing half the time. It's really strange. Yeah, pretty bad. I have to get better at that. Because there's really no reason why, you know, layups should be, you know, so difficult for me. Now, of course, meanwhile, on the other side of the court, we had guys that were, you know, we were talking to them. There's only one tree in this park. There's no shade otherwise. So pretty much everyone at the park, you know, that's playing basketball gets under that tree, because otherwise they're going to just burn out in the sun, right? So, you know, we were trying to talk to these guys. And one gentleman was 55 years old. Another guy was 70. And not only was this guy 70 years old. 70, that's 7-0. Yeah, so you heard that right. He is 7-0. 7-freaking-0. 70 years old. And yeah, this guy just got there, I think, at 8 in the morning, jacking up shots. He's running, he's defending, he's getting rebounds, he's pulling up from three, he's all over the place. So it is amazing to me to see guys that are significantly older, you know, physically just have the energy to do it. I don't know about you guys. I'm not going to say my age. Not that it matters. I don't know why I'm preserving the mystery of my age as if it's actually something that's significant. But, you know, I'm not even in my mid-30s yet. But my knees hurt. Like, when I'm playing basketball, I mean, jump up and down, like I said, my lower back felt like it was just compressing on itself, just because I had, you know, a defender on my hip, and I was trying to, let's say, like, use my momentum and my physicality to try and get the layup. And yeah, I mean, and the worst part about it was I basically did the hard part. You know, I got to the rim, and yeah, I didn't even score the layup. And it's funny, right? Because 5 minutes ago, if that, I was mentioning how, you know, well, it's for fun, you know, we don't want to get competitive. In the moment, I don't think about it, but now that I'm kind of here and thinking about it, it's actually annoying me at how many easy shots I missed. I think, to be fair, outdoor courts, there's something about them, like, I find them to be really difficult. I don't know about you guys. There's just something about it. Like, indoor courts, I feel like just everything, it's easier. You know, it's easier to see the rim. It's easier to kind of get a feel for everything. But then when it comes to outdoor courts, it's like just difficult. Whatever. I think the point is, again, it is for fun. It is about having a good time. It is about getting good exercise in. I think that's, you know, a big part of it. But certainly, yes, thinking about it, it's like, damn, I mean, you know, I had a couple opportunities there that, you know, at the very least, I should have made them. You know, I think, to be fair, like, I try not to play in a way that's too aggressive. You know, I think it's kind of a bad taste. You know, you go out on the court and, you know, you're pretty much like throwing elbows and, you know, putting all your weight into things and checking guys. And I think it's silly. I think if you've got a group of guys that they're okay with it, you know, and everyone is cool with each other, but I've seen way too many fights start on the basketball court just because guys are getting a little too aggressive and stuff. And, you know, I'm never trying to be that guy. Obviously, I was excited to play today because I actually had a dream about playing last night before playing this morning. And in the dream, it's kind of interesting because in the dream itself, it was pretty much the same group of guys as today that I played with. Except the court looked almost like elongated. You know, it almost looked like we were not just playing full court. Like, I think in the dream, we had kind of identified, like, yeah, we're going to play half court. But then the half court was like a football field. So I recall in the dream, I'm sort of dribbling and I'm actually dribbling, and I'm so far away from people that I can't see them. It's strange, I know. And certainly I can't tell you who scored. I can't tell you if I scored. I can't tell you if I won or lost in my dream. But certainly, and I think I always say this every time, but in the context of the dream, it seemed normal. It seemed normal that we were playing and we were so separated from each other that we couldn't even see each other. That the court was so huge that you literally can't see your teammates because they're in such a far distance. Very strange. So, that dream was pretty short. I've had, I will say this week I've continued that trend of having some pretty vivid dreams, strange dreams. Dreams, and certainly when I wake up, I'm very conscious of, you know, at least most of the details. But I keep making the same mistake of not writing them down at the moment, because I feel very confident when I wake up, like, okay, I'm going to remember that dream because it was so strange. But if I really don't get the details down on paper, almost immediately it's, you know, it basically guarantees that that dream will be forgotten. The only dream this week that I remember some details was, I was kind of like in a flea market. It's not even clear to me where I was in terms of city or state or even country. And in my dream, I was like selling quilts, something like that. You know, like I was selling like these homemade, handmade quilts. And I sold in the dream a bunch. I don't remember how many, but I remember thinking, I've sold so many quilts, I can really make this a thing. I can really make this a living. You know, the selling of these quilts. It's really weird. I can kind of see the details on some of them. Like, one of them was like a white quilt, and it had almost like blue shells, almost like a turquoise blue shell, and then like this olive green for some leaves, and it was kind of like the shell was interwoven. You know, these different little shells were interwoven with the leaves and the branches. And yeah, you know, apparently I was a master quilt maker and seller. Who would have known that apparently, at least in my dreams, I think I have the skills to be a successful stay-at-home quilt maker. But yeah, I don't really remember the rest. Oh my goodness, my legs are so tired, and my lower back is so sore from playing basketball. I think I should really see like a physiotherapist about, I don't know, getting stretched out. You know, what moves can I do? I just think it's crazy. Like, my lack of, I should be able to play basketball for an hour or two and like immediately not have my ankles and body just hurt. You know, like literally I got home 30 minutes ago and I said, okay, let me record. I mean, I'm saying 30 minutes ago, 30 minutes in the context of prior to hitting record. And since the moment I sat down, it's like just pain, soreness, you know, not pain like I actually hurt myself, but yeah, like that soreness of, oh my gosh, like, you know, jumping and sprinting. And the thing is, I'm not even jumping that much. I'm not sprinting that much. Like, I'm really not. Like, truthfully, I'm not even getting that many rebounds. I should be getting more boards. And, I don't know. Now, the more I talk about it, the more I really want to focus on doing better next time. Again, at least the passing was really good. I did hit a couple of shots here and there. I think I just need to improve my my little short range, you know, couple feet from the basket. I gotta improve that, you know. But hey, you know, my team won all three games, so at least that's, again, even though I continuously say it's not about the competitive nature, kind of make it sound that way. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave this weekend ramble right there. Again, if you have names for what I should name my podcast studio, my glorified just walk-in closet, you can email them to hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. And of course, if you have any show suggestions, comments, concerns, whatever the case may be, like I said, just email me, hello@sleepandrelaxasmr.com. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening.